الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. Before we start, the younger brothers at the back on the cell phones, come forward. حفظكم الله. Come and sit closer to the front. جزاكم الله خيرا. Brothers, الحمد لله, moving on with العقيدة الواسطية, we've reached the place where شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, he discusses إثبات السمع والبصر لله سبحانه وتعالى, affirmation of hearing and seeing for Allah the Exalted. And he mentioned, Shaykh al-Islam mentioned here a number of verses. He mentioned ذكر آيتين from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two verses from the book of Allah azza wa jal. The first, وقوله, he said, and he's saying, ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. There is nothing like him, and he is the all-hearer, the all-seer. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. There is nothing like him, and he is the all-hearer, the all-seer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, here, ليس كمثله شيء. There is nothing like him. أول الآية قوله تعالى, the beginning of the verse is the saying of Allah the Most High, فاطر السماوات والأرض جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا ومن الأنعام أزواجا. The beginning of this verse is the saying of Allah the Most High, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he has made for you mates from yourselves, and for the cattle also he has made mates. Al-Imam ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he said, قال الإمام ابن كثير في تفسيره, أي ليس كخالق الأزواج كلها شيء لأنه الفرد الصمد الذي لا نظير له. قال الحافظ ابن كثير في تفسيره, meaning that there is nothing like the creator of all things, the one who created all things in pairs, because he is the unique, the self-sufficient master who has no equal, has no partner. And this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وهو السميع, and he is السميع, the all-hearing, الذي يسمع جميع الأصوات, the one who hears all sounds. البصير الذي يرى كل شيء ولا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. The all-seer, meaning the one who sees all things, and nothing in the heaven or the earth is hidden from him. As for the first name from these two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is السميع, the all-hearing. وَوَرَدَ هَذَا الْإِسْمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ, and this name of Allah Azza wa Jalla is found in the Qur'an تَقْرِيبًا فِي خَمْسِينَ مَوْضِعًا, in approximately 50 places in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Approximately 50 places in the Qur'an, you find the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, the all-hearing. Brothers and sisters, these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again emphasize the point that none deserves to be worshipped except Him alone without any partners. Because from the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla is As-Sami', the all-hearing, the all-seeing. وَقَدْ عَابَ اللَّهُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي عِبَادَتِهِمْ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla censored and criticized the polytheists because they worship what did not hear and what did not see. Look, Allah Azza wa Jal censored and criticized the mushrikeen because they worship what could not hear and they worship what could not see. فَقَالَ Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, أَمْ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا, do they have eyes with which they see? أَمْ لَهُمْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, or do they have ears with which they can hear? وأنكر الخليل عليه الصلاة والسلام على أبيه وقومه عبادة أصنام لا تسمع ولا تبصر. Likewise, الخليل إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, the noble prophet and messenger who broke the idols with his hand and called his people to a tawheed. Now, he criticized his father and his people for worshipping idols which could not hear nor see. That which cannot hear, that which cannot see, لا يستحق العبادة ولا في شيء, does not deserve any worship whatsoever. فقال إبراهيم, he said, as Allah عز وجل tells us in Surah Maryam, إذ قال لأبيه يا أبتي لما تعبد ما لا يسمع ولا يبصر ولا يغني عنك شيئا. إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, إذ قال لأبيه, when Ibrahim, he said to his father, remember when Ibrahim said to his father, يا أبتي, oh my father, look at the adab, good manners. Even when you give da'wah, good manners. When you're enjoying the good, good manners. When you forbid the evil, good manners. You can speak the haq with good manners. يا أبتي, oh my father, لما تعبدو, why do you worship? لما تعبدو ما لا يسمع ولا يبصر ولا يغني عنك شيئا. Why do you worship that which does not hear, that which does not see, that which cannot benefit you in the slightest? Why do you worship that? It does not deserve to be worshipped. Therefore, As-Sami' Al-Basir, the All-Hearer, the All-Seer, is the one who deserves to be worshipped alone without any partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْمُسْتَحِقُّ لِلْعِبَادَةِ. He is the one deserving all forms of worship. This name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, As-Sami' ورد في القرآن في 50 موضع تقريبا. In approximately 50 places in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Bukhari rahimahullah, Al-Imam Al-Bukhari in his Sahih, in the chapter وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا, Al-Bukhari in his Sahih has the chapter, and Allah Azza wa Jal is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. He mentions in that chapter the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. قالت الحمد لله الذي وسع سمعه الأصوات. All praise is due to Allah whose hearing encompasses all noises. Nothing escapes the hearing of Allah Azza wa Jal. No sound, no noise escapes the hearing of Allah. Allahu Akbar. فأنزل الله تعالى على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Who can tell me what ayah? Naam, the ayah. When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا. Surely Allah Azza wa Jalla has heard the statement of the one who is discussing في Surah Muhammad. مُجَادِلَة. Indeed Allah Azza wa Jalla has heard the statement of the one that disputes with you concerning her husband. Allah Azza wa Jal has heard the statement of the one who disputes with you concerning her husband. And there are numerous ahadith pertaining to that. To the extent, ikhwan, that some of Ahlul Ilm, some of the scholars, some of the people of knowledge have mentioned, بَلَّوْ قَامَ الْجِنُّ وَالْإِنسُ كُلُّهُمْ مِنْ أَوَّلِهِمْ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَرِثَ اللَّهَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا فِي صَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ وسألوا الله جميعا في لحظة واحدة وكل عرض حاجته وكل تحدث بلهجتي ولغتي لسمعهم أجمعين دون أن يختلط عليه صوت بصوت أو لغة بلغة أو حاجة بحاجة. الله أكبر. Listen to this. To the extent that some of the people of knowledge have mentioned, if the whole of mankind, the jinn and the ins, were to all gather together, from the first of them to the last of them, until Allah Azza wa Jal inherits the earth and everything upon it, and they stood in one place, and they all asked Allah Azza wa Jal, في لحظة واحدة, at one moment, at the same time, and everyone was to present to Allah their needs, and everyone was to speak with their dialect or their language, then Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would hear every single one of them. Allahu Akbar. And none of their voices would be confused with the other voice. None of their voices would be confused with the other voice. No language would be confused with the other language. No need would be confused with the other person's need. وَمِنَ الدَّلَائِلْ عَلَى هَذَا. And one of the proofs for that is the Hadith Qudsi. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, يَا عِبَادِي, O my servants, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ قَامُوا فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ فَسَأَلُونِي وَأَعْطَيْتُ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مَسْأَلَتَهُ مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مُلْكِ شَيْئًا إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُسُ الْمِخْيَطُ إِذَا أُدْخِلِ الْبَحَرُ. O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, were to all stand in one place and ask me, meaning for their need, and I gave every single one of them what they asked for, this would not decrease my dominion in anything, except like the needle decreases the ocean. If it is dipped into the ocean, decreases the ocean. That is a proof for what he said. Likewise, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Sahihain in Bukhari and Muslim, and Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, who said, "Kunna ma'a an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi safar." We were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon a journey. Fakunna, and every time if we were to rise, kabbarna, we would say Allahu Akbar. If we were to ascend, we would say Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, irba'u ala anfusikum. Irba'u ala anfusikum. Be gentle to your own selves. Be gentle to your own selves and do not burden yourself to raise your voice to scream. You don't have to scream. Lima the wine. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنكم لا تدعون أصم ولا غائبا. For verily you are calling upon one who is not death nor is he absent. You don't have to scream. ولكن تدعون سميعا بصيرا قريبا. But you are calling upon the one who is the all hearing, the all seeing, the one who is close to you with his knowledge. Allahu Akbar. And as for the corrupt belief of those who believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla does not hear their secret gatherings. فساد الاعتقاد يترتب عليه فساد الأعمال. فساد الاعتقاد فيما يتعلق بصفات الرب وأسمائه يترتب عليه فساد الأعمال. The one who has corrupt beliefs as it pertains to the names and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that leads to corrupt actions. If you look, Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He criticized the mushrikeen. وَقَدْ أَنْكَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى ظَنَّ مَنْ ظَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْمَعَ السِّرَّ وَالنَّجْوَى. Allah criticized the mushrikeen, those who thought that Allah could not hear their secrets and their private gatherings. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ. Do they think that we do not hear their secrets and their private gatherings? Look, the corruption of their aqeedah, it led to corruption in their amal. Al-fasad fil aqeedah yatarattab alayhi fasadun fil amal. But if someone has the correct belief, yatarattab alayhi madha, that which results from correct belief is the opposite, is correct actions. And no doubt, ikhwan, the belief of the servant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'un, the all-hearing, will result in what? يَتَرَتَّبْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ حِفْظَ اللِّسَانِ, preservation of the tongue. Likewise, they will watch how they speak. That individual, that belief, if it is firm in the heart that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the all-hearing, it will result in the servant and يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ Azza wa Jalla. يَتَرَتَّبْ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ سَيَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. He will remember Allah. Naam, he will thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He will call upon Allah Azza wa Jalla and ask Him, and other than that, from the acts of good. As for the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Al-Basir. Naam, then, as some of the scholars, they mention that it is mentioned more than 40 places in the Qur'an. The name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Basir, the All-Seen, is mentioned in more than 40 places in the book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have one of them here. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like him, and he is the all-hearer, the all-seer. And a beautiful hadith likewise, ikhwan, is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was describing the Dajjal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ أَعْوَرُ. He's one-eyed, meaning the Dajjal. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرُ. And verily, your Lord is not one-eyed. Muttafaqun alayhi. And no doubt again, ikhwan, the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-seeing, again, will have amazing effects in the actions and the behavior and the conduct of the servant. Because the servant recalling that Allah azza wa jal tabaraka wa ta'ala is the all-seer, مُطَّلِعًا عَلَيْهِ يُفِيدُ فَائِدَ عَظِيمًا فِي جَانِبَيَ التَّرْغِيبِ وَتَرْهِيبِ. As it pertains to an encouragement, and likewise scaring him and frightening him away from disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Imagine the servant always reflecting and remembering in his worship that Allah Azza wa Jal is the all-seeing. Remember al-ihsan, the level of al-ihsan is what? Who can tell me what is ihsan? Muhajir. And ta'budu Allah ka'annaka tara.
Knowing that you can't see him, but knowing that he sees you.
To worship Allah Azza wa Jal as if you see him. And if what?
He sees you.
And if what?
If you can't reach that. If you can't reach that. If you can't come to that conclusion, then know that he sees you.
نعم أن تعبد الله كأنك that you worship Allah Azza wa Jal as if you see him. And if you cannot worship him as if you see him, then know that he sees you. That's the highest level al-ihsan. The highest level of the religion. So no doubt, look, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, what is ihsan? Look at the answer. أن تعبد الله, to worship Allah تبارك وتعالى كأنك تراه, as if you see him. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراه. But if you cannot worship him as if you see him, then know that he sees you. Likewise, this belief that Allah عز وجل is the all-seeing, no doubt it assists the servant to stay away from disobeying Allah سبحانه وتعالى. How many people do you find, ikhwan? They may be close to disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, and then they think, subhanallah, then they reflect, Allah Azza wa Jal is the all-seeing, he sees me, and they refrain from that act of ma'asiyah. How many occasions a person may be on the verge of disobeying Allah, and they reflect and they ponder, Allah Azza wa Jal is the all-seeing, he sees me. And due to that belief, they withhold and they refrain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, showing the benefit in correct belief and knowing Allah Azza wa Jal with His names and His attributes. As for the other benefits pertaining to this ayah that Shaykh al-Fawzani mentioned, قَالَ الْإِمَامَ الشَّوْكَانِ رَحِيمَهُ اللَّهِ فِي تَفْسِيرِهِ وَمَنْ فَهِمَ هَذِي الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ وَمَنْ فَهِمَ هَذِي الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ حَقَّ فَهْمِهَا وَتَدَبَّرَهَا حَقَّ تَدَبُّرِهَا مَشَى بِهَا عِنْدِ اخْتِلَافِ الْمُخْتَلِفِينَ في الصفات على جادة بيضاء واضحة. Shawkani said, whoever understands this verse, ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. There is nothing like him, and he is the all hearer, the all seer. Whoever understands this verse as it should be understood, and reflected upon it as it should be reflected upon, then with respect to the differing that has occurred, as it relates to the names and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, then they will walk upon the clear, correct path. Now, no doubt, اختلفت هذه الأمة في باب الأسماء والصفات. This ummah have differed with regards to the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even in this city, تجد في هذه المدينة من وعلى الضلالة, those who are upon misguidance, as it pertains to the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Like the Ahbash, the Habashis, هؤلاء على الضلالة في باب الأسماء والصفات. these individuals upon misguidance as it pertains to the names and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. They deny many of the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal based upon hawa, based upon misguidance. وَمَا عِنْدُهُمْ عِلْمٍ. And their predecessor was an individual who lived a few decades ago, Abdullah al-Habashi. That's why they're known as the Ahbash. An individual from Abyssinia who justified certain types of shirk, denied the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they held the belief that the Quran was created, and other يعني طامات and بلايا. So Imam al-Shawkani said, وَمَنْ فَهِمَ هَذِ الْآيَةِ. If you understand this one verse, and that's why عَلَيْكَ أَنْ تَحْفَظَهَا. It's upon you to memorize it. Simple. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. It's easy. Take a few minutes of your day. Every single one of us should memorize that ayah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is not one of us, male or female, young or old, except that they should memorize that verse. Because the Shawkani, he said, whoever understands this ayah, the way it should be understood, whoever reflects upon it, the way it should be reflected upon, مَشَّ بِهَا عِنْدَ اخْتِلَافِ الْمُخْتَلِفِينَ فِي الصِّفَاتِ, then they will be able to walk upon the correct, clear path as it pertains to the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, even though the people differ concerning it. مَا عَلَيْكَ الْإِخْتِلَافِ. Don't worry about the differing. There's going to be differing. سَيَقَ عَنْ شِئْتَ أَمْ أَبَيْتِ. Whether you like it or not, the people are going to differ. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. They will never cease to differ except those whom Allah Azza wa Jal has mercy upon. So people are going to differ. What is important is that you are upon what is correct. And Shawkani said, whoever reflects upon this verse, whoever understands it the way it should be understood, they will walk upon what is correct and clear as it pertains to the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they will escape the differing of those who differ. وَيَزْدَادُ بَصِيرَةً. And they will increase in understanding. إِذَا تَأَمَّلَ مَعْنَى قَوْلِهِ. If they understand the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, if they reflect upon the saying of Allah, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. فَإِنَّ هَذَا الْإِثْبَاتِ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ النَّفِي لِلْمُمَاثِلِ. Because this affirmation, Allah is the all-hearing, the all-seeing, this affirmation occurs after negation of any likeness that is equal to Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Him. There is nothing like Him. That comes first. That's negation. After that negation comes affirmation. And He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. وَقَدْ اشْتَمَلَ. This verse, without a shadow of a doubt, comprises of sure certainty and a cure for the chest and that which brings delight for the hearts. Meaning, if somebody had a misunderstanding, the ayah is a cure. If you just stood and you reflected, إِذَا قَرَأْتَ هَذِي الْآيَةَ وَتَأَمَّلْتَهَا وَفَهِمْتَهَا وَتَدَبَّرْتَهَا حَقَّ تَدَبُّرْ لَتَّضَحَ لَكَ الْحَقِّ. If you reflected over that one verse and you understood it, then the truth as it pertained to the sifat, the correct position as it pertained to the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, will be clear to you. Look what he said next. فَقْدُرْ يَا طَالِبَ الْحَقِّ قَدْرَ هَذِي الْحُجَّةِ النَّيْرَ وَالْبُرْهَانَ الْقَوِيِّ. He said, O seeker of truth, give this clear evidence and strong proof, its true estimation. Understand its worth. Meaning, don't think that this is something that is right. This ayah, حُجَّةَ قَوِيَّةَ, is a strong proof that destroys much and many types of falsehood of the people of innovation and misguidance. Look what he said about it. He said, يَا طَالِبَ الْحَقِّ. O seeker of truth, فَقْدُرْ قَدْرَ هَذِي الْحُجَّةَ النَّيِّرَ وَالْبُرْهَانَ الْقَوِيِّ فَإِنَّكَ تَحْطِمُ بِهَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْبِدَعِ وَتَهْشِمُ بِهَا رُؤُوسًا مِنَ الضَّلَالَ وَتُرْغِمُ بِهَا أُنُوفْ طَوَائِفْ مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّمِينَ وَلَا سِيَّمَا إِذَا ضَمَمْتَ إِلَيْهِ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. He said, verily with this ayah, with this hujjah, you will destroy many innovations, any innovations, many of the innovations, and you will crush the heads of misguidance, and you will overpower the various sects of the people of rhetoric. One ayah. That is why Al-Ami ala Tawheed. Who can remind me what we took in Kashf al-Shubahat? What do we take in Kashf al-Shubahat? Naam. Al-Ami ala Tawheed. A common person upon Tawheed will be able to overcome 1,000 of the scholars of misguidance. Common person. Ala Tawheed, he will be able to overcome 1,000 scholars of misguidance. When they bring you any Habashi, the so-called teachers or their elders, and they say to you, Allah Azza wa Jalla is in no place. He's not above the creation, he's not below the creation, he's not in the creation. They say, look, this is their kalam. Ta'ala Allahu amma yaquluna uluwan kabira. He's not to the right, he's not to the left. Laysa lahu makan. He has no place. Al-miskin, al-ami, alladhi yahfadhu aya min kitabillah, yastati an yurud ala hadha al-jahil. A common person upon tawheed, upon sunnah, who's memorized one ayah, can refute that ignoramus, even if he claims to have so much knowledge. One ayah. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa. The most merciful rose above his throne. Khalas, it's over. The discussion is over. After that, khalas, I give you an ayah. There's no more discussion, no back and forth. Likewise, the person who denies the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, Allah Azza wa Jal, wal-iyadu billahi, sami'un bila sam'a, basiran bila basar. Allah is the all-hearing, but he doesn't have the attribute of hearing. He is the all-seeing, but he doesn't have the attribute of seeing. All you do is mention one verse. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهِ. Surely Allah has heard. Allah hears. He has the attribute of hearing. That is why this verse, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Everyone should try and memorize it. And I'm going to ask, Naam, next lesson, I'm going to pick some people from the young and the old to see who's memorized it. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like him. Negation. And he is the all hearer, the all seer. Affirmation. Shokani said, especially if you add to that the saying of Allah and they do not encompass him in knowledge. Ahl al-dalal al-mutakallimun yatakallamun. They speak about Allah Azza wa Jal bina'an ala uqulihim al-fasida, based upon their intellects. Lakin wala yuhituna bihi ilma. They do not encompass him in knowledge. We can only speak about Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as it relates to his names and his attributes, with that which he affirmed for himself in the Quran and that which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam affirmed for him in the Sunnah, without denial, distortion, and without stating how, without likening him to the creation. The next ayah that Al-Imam Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned, wa qawluhu, the saying of Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Verily, how excellent is the teaching which He, Allah, gives you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Verily, how excellent is the teaching which He, Allah, gives you. Truly, Allah is ever all hearer or seer. The saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ. Verily, how excellent is the teaching which Allah Azza wa Jal gives you. قَبْلَهُ قَوْلُ. Before that is the saying of Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. Verily, Allah commands that you should deliver the trust to those to whom they are due, to those they belong to. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ. And if you judge between the people, وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ, that you judge with fairness and justice. Look, ikhwan, then Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ. Verily, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, how excellent is what is what he has instructed you with. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Verily Allah, truly Allah is ever all hearer or seer. Again, do you see how at the end of the verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned some of his names. And remember, every name of Allah Azza wa Jalla comprises of its attributes. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ. Allah commands you with what? What did he command us with? Abdul Malik. Huh? Yes. Nail. It's in the ayah. Dhakart. Muhajir. Ijlis. Hanif. Hassan. Naam. Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanat. Allah commands you that you deliver, you give the rights ila ahliha, to those whom the rights belong to. And also, what else? Yasir, next to you. Naam. Behind you, Nasir, Ad-Din. What else? Shams. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. If you judge between the people, judge with justice. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِدُكُمْ بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Verily Allah is the all-hearer, the all-seer. If you deliver the trust to the people they belong to, because Allah hears, Allah Azza wa Jalla sees. If you fail to do this, Allah sees you. You will be brought account for it. All of us. If we give the amanah to those who do not deserve it, سَنُحَاسَبْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. We will be brought to account for it. Because Allah sees us. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. If you judge between the people, judge with justice. If the judge does not judge with fairness, Allah hears. They will be brought to account for that. They will be brought to account. So look, ikhwan, how belief in the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal leads to positive, should lead to positive. Allah Akbar. Now, somebody asked, what ayah is that? That's Surah An-Nisa, verse number 58. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 58. Let us read, ikhwan, the tafsir of Al-Imam As-Sa'di, rahimahullah, with regards to that ayah in Surah An-Nisa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. That verily Allah commands you, that you deliver and you give the trust to those whom they belong to. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. And that if you judge between the people, You judge with fairness and justice. إن الله نعما يعذكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا. How excellent, verily, how excellent is the teaching which Allah Azza wa Jal has instructed you with. Truly Allah Azza wa Jal is the ever all hearer, the ever all seer. Al-Imam al-Sa'di said here, Ikhwan, and again, it's beneficial because it relates to showing, it highlights for us the importance of aqeedah and how aqeedah results in righteous deeds and good conduct and good adab. Al-Sa'di said that amanat, trusts, is everything, kullu ma tumina alayhi al-insan. Trusts in this ayah, inna Allah ya'murukum, and to add al-amanat, the word amanat, trust, is a word that is used to refer to everything a person is entrusted with. وَأُمِرَ بِالْقِيَامِ بِهِ. So anything that somebody gives you money, they trust you with money. Somebody gives you the keys to their house, they trust you to look after their house. Somebody gives you something else to look after, whatever. Any type of trust. Naam, that somebody gives you. Allah commands you to deliver to those to whom it is due. فَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ عِبَادَهُ بِأَدَائِهَا كَامِلًا وَفَّرًا لَا مَنْقُوسَ وَلَا مَبْخُوسَ. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded that these rights be delivered to the people that they belong to, كَامِلًا, in full and exact. Not that they are given to the people deficient. And the Shaykh said, يَدْخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ, he goes on, يَدْخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ أَمَانَاتِ الْوِلَايَاتِ, the trusts of positions, wal amwal, and wealth, wal asrar, and secrets, wal ma'murat allati la yattali 'alayha illa Allah. Qad dhakara al fuqaha 'ala anna man utmina amana wajaba 'alayhi hifdhuha. Somebody who has the correct belief, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the all hearing, the all seeing, they're not going to say, I'm going to use the fact that that's my brother, you know, and he, alhamdulillah, he views me, we're all Muslims, I'm going to use that to rub him or to pull the wool over his eyes or her eyes. هذا يدل على ضعف. That shows the weakness. How are you using your bond of brotherhood to rob somebody or to deceive someone or not pay them? You enter into a contract with them and you don't intend to pay them. You don't intend to fulfill it. Why? Because you say, oh, that's my brother. It's not going to matter. Rather, when we deal with each other, even when we deal with non-Muslims, we are honest, we fulfill our agreements. So what about a Muslim more so? Unfortunately, some people, they have it twisted. If they deal with non-Muslims, they're scared because maybe they will introduce the law, they will go to the court and so on and so forth. So they give them everything that is due to them. But when they deal with a Muslim, they say, oh, he's not going to take me to court. Don't worry what I give to him. Doesn't matter. They've got the affair twisted upside down. As-Sa'di rahimahullah, he said, concerning this ayah, the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. And if you judge between the people, judge based with justice and fairness. Again, هذا يشمل الحكم بينهم في الدماء والأموال والأعراض. Any type of judgment you give, whether it's pertaining to blood, whether it's pertaining to wealth, whether it's pertaining to honor, القليل من ذلك والكثير, a large amount of that or a small amount, على القريب والبعيد, the one who is close, the one who is distant, whether the person is righteous or whether they're sinful, whether they're your friend or your enemy, المراد بالعدل الذي أمر الله بالحكم به. Still you have to establish justice. Justice is what? The ruling that Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded you to implement. بالعدل الذي أمر الله بالحكم به هو ما شرعه الله على لسان رسوله. And that justice is what Allah legislated upon the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, من الحدود والأحكام, from the punishments and also the rulings. وهذا يستلزم معرفة العدل ليحكم به. And this requires a person to know what justice is in order for them to give a judgment in accordance to it. As-Sa'di رحمه الله, he closes the explanation for this ayah. When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Inna Allah ni'imma ya'idhukum bihi, Inna Allah kana sami'an basira. Verily Allah Azza wa Jalla is ever all hearer, all seer. He said, لِأَنَّ شَارِعَهَا السَّمِيعَ الْبَصِيرُ الَّذِي لَا تَخْفَ عَلَيْهِ خَافِيَ وَيَعْلَمُ بِمَصَالِحِ الْعِبَادِ مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Because the one who legislated all of this, the one who has commanded you to fulfill this, He is the all hearer, he is the all seer, and nothing is hidden from him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he knows that which is beneficial for the servants, that which they do not even know themselves. Allahu Akbar. Showing again the connection between what? Correct aqeedah and righteous deeds. Al-Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, explaining the reason why these verses were mentioned, he said, "Ash-shahid min al-ayatayn al-karimatayn," the reason why the author, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, mentioned these two verses, أَنَّ فِيهِمَا إِثْبَاتَ السَّمْعِ وَالْبَصَرِ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, is because these two verses, they comprise of the affirmation of, they contain the affirmation of hearing and seeing for Allah. وَفِي الْآيَةِ الْأُولَى نَفْيُ مُمَاثَلَةِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ, in the first verse, there is a negation of any likeness. There is a negation of any likeness and resemblance between Allah and the created beings. ففي ذلك الجمع فيما وصف وسمى به نفسه بين النفي والإثبات. So therefore we see in this negation and likewise affirmation in what Allah Azza wa Jalla has described and named Himself with. We see here an example of negation and affirmation in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named Himself with. Tomorrow, inshaAllah, we will continue with what? إِثْبَاتَ الْمَشِيئَةِ وَالْإِرَادَةِ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Affirmation of al-mashi'ah. Affirmation of will and irada for Allah Azza wa Jalla.